you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
That kidney won't fit.
Why not?
It's a liver.
Well, how can I tell if it's a liver? It doesn't have onions on it.
Da-da-da-da-da-da! And now here she is, the new student council president, Blair Warner! Yeah!
Thanks, Tootie. But they haven't counted the votes yet.
Yeah, last time I looked, there was another candidate.
Where is Cynthia?
Blair probably sent her on a cruise. The Bermuda Triangle.
Don't worry, Blair will win easy. She's the most popular girl in school. If only I could believe that.
Believe it.
Okay.
I don't know. Cynthia's a pretty hot rookie. First semester here, and she's giving you a run for your money.
Here's Mrs. Garrett and Cynthia.
Move your body, Natalie.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you mean my...
Okay, it's the moment of truth. All the votes are in. I guess you're a little nervous, huh?
Not me.
Huh? How about you, Cynthia?
Well, I have to admit it. The butterflies are doing their thing.
Quel dommage. What a shame.
Blair, I didn't know you spoke French. Aucune chose qui vaut gagner vaut les papillons.
There goes next month's French competition.
Mrs. Garrett, are you going to count the votes down here?
Oh, come
on,
no, please.
No. I'm going to do that upstairs without an audience. And all you need to know is who's won, not by how much.
True. A landslide would be pretty embarrassing.
Especially if it's for Cynthia.
I want to get an interview.
Oh, well... It's a hotly contested race between
two... From the candidates, Mrs. Garrett.
Sorry. Well, let's see what we got here and get you two guys out of your misery.
And now for the interview. Cynthia, I bet having a father who's a diplomat makes school politics seem pretty unimportant.
Not at all. I'm thrilled just to have been nominated. After all, I've only been at Eastland a few months.
As a diplomat's daughter, I guess you've been groomed for leadership since you were born.
Well, actually, I only got the call a few years ago. It was at dinner. Daddy was trying to make peace between two friends. And one of them leaned across the table and said, "You know, little Cynthia has the makings of a leader."
How sweet.
And Anwar said, "You're right, Menachem."
Menachem?
And Anwar.
Anyway, in this election, everyone's a winner. The president will be the girl with the most votes, and the runner-up will be the vice president.
Well, I think I'll go back to my room and wait for the results. Blair, I just want to say, may the best girl win.
I'm sure the best girl will.
Well, see you later, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Cynthia.
Bye, Cynthia. Blair, I know the suspense must be killing you.
Not really.
Well, it's killing me. I'm going upstairs to do what I do best, snoop.
Blair, did it ever occur to you that you might lose?
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Every time I look over my shoulder, Cynthia's gaining on me.
It's like two Rolls Royces drag racing.
If I do lose, how will I save face?
Oh, you want to save face? Do what they did in Shogun.
You really do hit all the vital organs that way, don't you?
Look, winning this election is important to me. I want to become president so I can do something for my fellow students.
Like what?
Well, you've heard my platform. I'm going to revolutionize Eastland.
By changing the school song?
It's a terrible song.
She's right. No one can hit the last note. Beloved Eastland! Oh, I think I hurt myself.
See what I mean? Being born with certain advantages gives me an obligation to serve. Not unlike the Kennedys, the Rockefellers,
the Godfather.
I don't need your remarks. Look, I know how you feel about me, but I can win this election without your support.
Oh, but you had it. Cynthia's okay, but I voted for you.
Why, thank you, Joe.
Oh, sure. With that phony little smile, you're a natural politician.
Here come the results.
Be careful, Mrs. Garrett. In the old days, when a messenger brought bad news, they killed him.
Well, let's hope times have changed. Now, I know you're going to be mature about this, aren't you, Blair?
How mature am I going to have to be?
Mature enough to accept the responsibility of student council vice president.
Believe it. I just can't believe it.
Neither can I. I never dreamed you'd end up vice president.
Oh, that has an ugly ring to it. I prefer to think of myself as co-president.
Think of yourself any way you want. You're still number two.
Where did I go wrong?
Face it, Blair. Cynthia has more charisma.
And what do you know about charisma? Your idea of charming is Sheriff Lobo.
Hi, Cynthia. Congratulations.
I'm really happy. President. Really happy. Yeah.
Sorry I'm late. I've been on the phone with my father.
Did you tell him about the election? I bet he was excited.
He was very pleased. Am I too late for breakfast?
Yes.
I'm sure we can find something for our new president.
How about some warm milk and cold oatmeal?
Blair, would you be a good sport, huh?
I'm always a good sport.
No, you're always a good winner. A good sport is what you have to be when you lose.
All right, I'll try. Cynthia! Congratulations.
No. No good. You don't sound sincere.
I said it. You have to mean it, too?
Madam President, I got you some cinnamon toast and hot chocolate.
Oh, thanks, Tootie. That was sweet of you. Listen, I'd like you to have this. What for? It symbolizes friendship and hospitality. And you've always made a special effort to make me feel at home here.
Hey, it's only cinnamon toast. Thank you anyway. It's beautiful.
Could this be a payoff for a vote?
Come on, Blair, you know I voted for you.
Tootie, you don't have to tell her that. Your vote is sacred.
So is my neck.
Cynthia, I was just reading about you in the paper.
Oh, no. My defeat made the New York Times.
Well, actually, it's about Cynthia's father. It says he's going on a diplomatic mission to Germany. Oh, I hope that doesn't mean you're going to be leaving us.
Germany?
That's so far away.
Hey, we're in Germany.
Well, Berlin, but...
Berlin? You're going to Berlin? Oh, Berlin is beautiful this time of year. Oh, you'll have to get together before you leave. We have so much to talk about.
Like what?
you know, restaurants, where to shop. My duties as student council president after she's gone.
Blair, I'm not going.
You're not?
My dad feels it's important for me to stay in one place, to have friends, to go to dances, to be a teenager.
I think he's right.
So do I. Would you excuse me? I'm going to my room. I'm expecting a call from my mother.
Sure, Cynthia. Okay. Congratulations. We'll see you later.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's not going.
Oh, come on, Blair. Buck up. Being vice president isn't the end of the world.
I'm going back to bed.
It's only 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's been a long day.
Did Blair come down yet?
Not yet. She's pretty depressed.
Oh, she's just being dramatic. She'll snap out of it.
I don't know. Last time we looked, she was just sitting there staring out the window.
What's wrong with that?
She had one leg hanging over the sill. I think she's just looking for attention.
Well, if that's what she wants, then I'll give her some if it'll make her feel better. Oh, Blair, you're up.
Am I? Oh, I suppose I am.
Oh, come on, Blair. So you're not number one and everything. You gotta be able to bounce back.
She's right. Bounce, Blair, bounce.
Judy, will you do me a favor? Will you call Chuck and tell him I have to break our date tomorrow night?
You're staying home on a Saturday night? This should be on That's Incredible.
Oh, is tomorrow night Saturday? In that case, call Tom. I'm supposed to go out with him tomorrow night, and then call Chuck and cancel Sunday.
Anybody I should cancel for Monday and Tuesday?
No, it's a slow week.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to go finish interviewing Cynthia. Oh, I'm sorry, Blair. I didn't mean to mention her in front of you.
That's all right, Natalie. Cynthia's your front page story. I'm yesterday's news. You might as well just use me to wrap fish.
Or line the bottom of a birdcage. I think I'll go with you, Natalie. Blair's depression might be catchy.
I liked Blair better when she was being a bad sport.
Blair, it's not healthy to keep your emotions all bottled up. Let them out. What you need is a good old-fashioned cry.
I don't think I can.
Oh, sure you can. Just concentrate on how humiliating it is to be such a loser. And then let her rip.
All right. I'll try.
Come on, Blair, you can do better than that. Go, go, girl, go.
It's no use.
You just need a little help. Here, peel an onion.
You see, Mrs. Garrett, becoming president of student council and winning that election was important to me.
I know, but you can't let yourself get so depressed. It's only a school election.
It's not just the election. It's everything. I thought I had so much going for me. I thought I was somebody. Now I feel like I'm nothing.
Blair.
Mrs. Garrett, it's Cynthia.
What's the matter with Cynthia?
We went up to her room and she's unconscious.
Unconscious?
I found this empty bottle of pills on the floor. She must have taken them all.
Oh, my God.
She won't move, Mrs. Garrett. Natalie went to get the nurse.
Calm down. Joe. Take Tootie and get the headmaster. Blair. Blair?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to Cynthia. Call the ambulance.
Yes, ma'am.
Now!
Yes,
ma'am. Hey, Joe, you're in luck. I found some more nuts.
How much fudge can Cynthia eat? She's still unconscious.
But when she comes out of it, she'll be starved.
Mrs. Garrett, what if she doesn't come out of it?
She will. We'll just think positive and keep busy. Natalie, don't eat. Snip.
Cynthia seemed so cool. Who'd dream she'd try something like this?
Let's face it, the girl beat me. She has everything to live for. Ah, she'll be okay. She didn't really want to kill herself anyway.
What makes you say that?
She set it up so you guys would find her. If she was really serious, she would have done it like my friend Gloria back home. She jumped off the school roof between history class and home ec.
Your friend killed herself?
Joe, to lose a friend like that, what a horrible experience for you.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Just forget I brought it up.
Boy, Joe, knowing two kids that tried to kill themselves, the odds on that are almost impossible.
Not really, Natalie. Suicides among young people happen every day.
They do? Well, finding Cynthia this morning was the worst thing that ever happened to me. I'm through with investigative reporting. I'm gonna become a sports writer. What's the worst thing that can happen in a football locker room?
Maybe it's the hospital. Maybe Cynthia woke up.
I hope so.
Me too. Now we can get rid of some of this fudge.
Hello? Speaking. Yes? What? I can't believe it. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Cynthia's dead.
Don't say that. It's not true.
Oh, yes, Tootie, it is. It's true. Natalie, you don't have to be here. None of you girls do. I can pack Cynthia's things myself.
It's okay, Mrs. Garrett. We want to help.
You know, I never told her this, but Cynthia had wonderful taste.
You should have told her.
Joe, please. I feel awful enough as it is. I was cruel to her. I was sarcastic to her. All because of a stupid election.
It's just so weird. A few days ago, we were joking and laughing. Now she's gone.
When someone transfers to another school, she's gone. Cynthia's not gone. She's dead.
Do you have to make it sound so brutal?
Dying is brutal.
But she was so pretty and so popular. I thought she had everything.
Maybe not. Maybe being in a diplomat's family isn't so glamorous. Being dragged around from country to country, sleeping in strange beds, drinking strange water.
But she wasn't going to be moving around anymore. Her parents were going to Germany without her.
Joe, those papers are private. Just pack them.
Oh, I'm not snooping, Mrs. Garrett. I'm just looking.
What for?
Just, I don't know, something that makes sense out of all this.
It'll never make sense to me.
If her folks were going to Germany, how come the mailing labels say Nevada?
Maybe we opened an embassy in Las Vegas.
Well, only her father's going to Germany. These things are being sent to her mother. She's living in Nevada for a while.
Nevada? Mrs. Garrett, nobody lives in Nevada except Wayne Newton. Or women getting a divorce. Her parents were getting a divorce. That's why she was staying here.
Yes.
I don't know what I'd do if my folks got divorced.
Well, you wouldn't kill yourself. I've lived through it 3 times.
If everybody killed himself because of a divorce, half the country would be wiped out.
Judy.
Mrs. Garrett, would you get her out of here? She's just a kid. She shouldn't be here.
Why? I found her, didn't I?
Joe, I know you mean well, but Tootie has a right to help us if she wants to.
I don't want to help you. I just want you to send us back with the rest of her things.
But Cynthia gave you that because she cared about you.
She did not. How could she do that to herself? And not even say goodbye?
Maybe that's what this was.
I don't care. It's stupid. It's not fair. She had no right.
I know how you feel, kid. I was mad as hell, too, when my friend Gloria killed herself. I mean, one minute we were splitting a tuna fish sandwich, and the next thing I knew, she was all over Columbus Avenue. No reason, no goodbye, no nothing.
Well, there's gotta be a reason. We just haven't found it yet.
And probably never will. Some kids reach a point where they can't see any other way out.
At 16, what could be so terrible that it would want to make you stop living?
Exactly, Natalie. Because life is always changing. That's the one thing you can count on. So when you feel like you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on.
Why didn't she come to me? I would have talked her out of it.
They don't talk about it. They just wake up one morning and say, okay, that's it. I'm checking out.
That's not true, Joe. There are signals, but sometimes we don't recognize them.
But how can we tell what's going on inside anybody else? We're not mind readers.
Joe, the best way you can let people know what's going on inside of you is to tell them. Now, you girls are under a lot of pressure to achieve, to succeed, to fit in, to grow up. And I want to tell you, it's okay to feel confused and frightened and insecure. We all do. And when you feel that way, oh God, please talk about it.
But what about people who have nobody to talk to?
Yeah, well, you girls are lucky. You don't have that problem. You can talk to your parents, or if they're not available, I'm always here.
Nothing personal, Mrs. Garrett, but sometimes the only people you can talk to are kids your own age.
That makes sense. Talk to your friends.
Sometimes there are things you can't even tell your friends.
We should have something here at Eastland. You know, for kids who want to talk, but are afraid and don't have anyone to talk to.
You mean like a hotline?
Can we do something like that?
Why not? I'll talk to the student council about it. Mrs. Garrett, would you have time to help us set it up?
I'll make time. It's a wonderful idea.
It's a lot better than writing a new school song.
Oh, I intend to do that, too.
Well, I guess we're just about finished. Girls?
Wait a second. I forgot something.